Good morning, we're continuing here the middle of Shabbos. We're learning Chol HaMelches, Malacha of Moichik. And we, as we mentioned also, that this Chol also includes Halachas of Kosei, which the Chiyarim did not address in the previous Chol. So as we mentioned at the end of last year, that Moichik is a destructive act, removing something. Mechalkel is Patra and Shabbos. So the only way that Moichik is going to be Chayiv, if it's done for a positive purpose. So there are two potential examples of that. One is a person is erasing to allow it to be replaced with new language, better words, better letters, spelled correctly, etc. So for example, they wrote something in a document and they wrote it incorrectly. So the act of erasing is not a kilkel. It's beneficial because by erasing it, you can then put the correct term, the correct amount, whatever it might be, in the shtar, in the document. So this erasing is very, very important, very beneficial. Another scenario where that's possible to happen is, example, let's say a person paid a debt and we erase the amount of money which he owed to prevent it from being collected a second time. So we're going to erase the amount, and not right there. So it is a beneficial erasure, because this way the incorrect number is no longer there, but there's no intent to replace it with new writing. So it's not moichik amanas lichtoiv, but it's moichik, which is beneficial. So the question which we have to clarify is when the Mishnah said Moichik Amanas Liftoiv is the Malacha, so it mentions specifically Amanas Liftoiv, is that just an example of a way that it should be considered something which is a Masakin as opposed to a Makalkal? Or is that unique to the Malacha, that since in the Mishkan, the Malacha was always done with Mechika Amanas Liftoiv, so that becomes the definitional in the definition of the Malacha requires it has to be Amanas Liftoiv specifically, as opposed to Amanas Lasakein. So this is a discussion. Mishabura's Shita is that Moichik Amanas Lasakein is Chayav. Person does an act of erasure, which has positive benefits, and that's why he's doing it, even though he has no intent to write anything new there. So it is not moichik amanas lichtoiv. It's a moichik amanas lasakin. It's a moichik, it's a mechika, which is beneficial. That's enough to be chayiv, according to Mishnah Berurah. He does point out others disagree, and he's coming to disagree with them, and saying that, no, that's incorrect. You do not need moichik amanas lichtoiv. You just need moichik amanas lasakin. There is a sefer printed in the side of the Mishnayos, the Yochanan Boris Mishnayos, the Vilna Mishnayos, is called Tosefes Chadashim. So Tosefes Chadashim is, it adds interesting points, etc. So he brings over there Shita, which says that no, that Moichik Amanas Lichtoiv, the Mishnah says, the fact that the Mishnah only chooses by a few of the Malachas, which are Mekalkal, to write the concept of Amanas. In other words, there are malachas in the Mishnah, which potentially stand to be negative malachas, kriya. So the act of tearing something apart is a negative malacha. So the Mishnah says that kriya amanas litvor, person is tearing open the stitches in order to planning to restitch it. The Mishnah says moichik amanas litvor. Mishnah does not say Haser Shamanas Livnois. A person demolishes a structure with intent to rebuild it. Now, obviously, a person just demolishes the structure, he's going to be potter, because that's Makalko. But it does not mention in the Mishnah that you need Amanas Livnois, even though the Gemara earlier suggests such a Shita. Mechaba, a person puts out a fire, that can be just removing a fire, which is a beneficial thing. It doesn't mention it has to be Amanas Lahavir. So the Mishnah does not always mention the Tikkun. But by these two Malachas, by Kerei Amanas Litzvor and Kerei Machak Amanas Litzvor, it mentions the Amanas concept, that it's only Mikhaib if it's for something, and it gives a specific example. So the Sefer Chadashim brings the name of Rav Yitzchak from Radichev, which is more well known for his Musar ideas and his Chassidus, these of Chassidus. He says over here, he would feel now like we're quoting from the Mishnah Berurah, specifically Amanas Litzvor, specifically Amanas Litzvor, as opposed to Amanas Lasake. Again, the Mishnah Berurah is not possible like this. And the Beis Yosef actually medayek this in Rashi. But the Mishnah Berurah says that that's, even if that would be true, most Rishonim hold not like this. So Amanas Lichtoib is just an example of a positive benefit from the erasure. But another example would be like we gave, where a person's erasing something to prevent it from being misused, has no intention to write something new. That's also a tikkun, and that's going to be chayav, and that's the Mishnah Berurah to have a good day.